This is a Hutch Post podcast news update.
The National Weather Service office in Wichita sees the potential for severe weather Thursday night into Friday morning across Kansas. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma has an enhanced risk for severe weather, which is a 3 on a 1 to 5 scale of severity for western portions of the Hutch Post area, including Pratt. Hutchinson is in the slight risk area along with McPherson and Newton. Not everyone will see severe weather. Storms will be isolated to scattered tonight into Friday. Where they happen, there'll be the potential for quarter-sized hail and 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. A tornado or two in the most severe storms cannot be ruled out. Details coming up in your KS Storm Info Weather Center forecast. A top Hamas political official has told the Associated Press the Islamic militant group is willing to agree to a 5-year truce with Israel and that it will lay down its weapons and convert into a political party if an independent Palestinian state is established along pre-1967 borders. Khalil Al-Haya made the comments on Wednesday amid a stalemate in months of ceasefire talks, but it's unlikely Israel would consider such a scenario. Israel has vowed to crush Hamas following the deadly October 7th attacks that triggered the war in Gaza, and its current government adamantly opposes a two-state solution to the conflict with the Palestinians. Al-Haya, who has represented Hamas in negotiations for a ceasefire and hostage exchange deal, spoke in Istanbul, Turkey. Kansas Democratic governor on Wednesday vetoed a broad package of tax cuts for the second time in 3 months, describing it as too expensive despite the bipartisan support it enjoyed in the Republican-controlled legislature. It appeared from the conversation among the Board of Reno County Commissioners that there may be some distance between them as individuals as to whether the stated budget goal for next year should be a revenue-neutral budget or a mill levy-neutral budget. A revenue-neutral budget would involve continuing cuts to departments to keep the same number of dollars spent in spite of inflation in both material and labor costs for the county. A mill levy-neutral budget would be one where the commission would take advantage of any valuation increases to keep the tax rate flat while actually taking in more dollars. Reno County has been able for the last 2 years to reach a budget that was revenue neutral. Reno County Administrator Randy Partington will bring a proposed agenda for that May 29th meeting back to commissioners at their next regularly scheduled meeting on May 8th. An Arizona grand jury has indicted former President Donald Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, lawyer Rudy Giuliani, and 16 others in an election interference case related to the 2020 presidential vote. The indictment released on Wednesday names 11 Republicans who submitted a document to Congress falsely declaring that Trump won Arizona in 2020. They include the former state party chair, a 2022 U.S. Senate candidate, and two sitting state lawmakers who are charged with 9 counts each of conspiracy, fraud, and forgery. The identities of 7 other defendants, including Giuliani and Meadows, were not immediately released, but they are readily identifiable from descriptions of the defendants, according to the Associated Press. And Oklahoma prosecutors charged a 5th member of an anti-government group on Wednesday with kidnapping and killing 2 women from Kansas. 31-year-old Paul Jeremiah Grice was charged in Texas County, Oklahoma. When you're away from your radio, hear the latest newscasts, sports, and more on demand with the podcast page at HutchPost.com.